The Rama mentions, I just want to clarify a question, minig, there's a Rama mentions Siman Taf Lamed Beis, quotes from the Maharibrin, was one of the Rishonim, that the minig is to put out 10 pieces of chametz before the person starts the bedika. And the reason he says is because this way the bracha will not be bracha. But tell the person who makes a bracha to looking for chametz, he doesn't find any chametz, it's going to be a question. His bracha is a bracha batala. Now this, the Beis Yosef quotes this Mari Brin from, it's found quoted in the Sefer, one of the Rishonim called the Kolbo. The Kolbo himself writes on this point that's not correct, because the bracha is not to find chametz, the bracha is to search for chametz. So long as the person that does his job of looking for chametz, he's not done anything wrong by not finding any chametz. It's not a problem at all. So the Ramah brings both points. He brings the Mari Brin, said to put it down. He says, if you don't put it, it's not ma'akeh, because the ma'isa, either way. He doesn't say not to put it. He says, if you don't put it, it's not ma'akeh. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, he thinks it's better not to put it out. Because what do you do if you only find nine? I mean, now that you're putting yourself in a situation where you must find all of them. And what do you do if you don't find all of them? Something happens. So the Taz suggests that people should not do it. There are other reasons why we do it. The Chakyaka says that if we're afraid if we don't put them out, the person will start being Baidik and won't find anything. They'll say, yeah, it's not such a big problem, and it won't really be Baidik properly. So therefore, we put out these pieces as a motivation for the person to continue to search. So obviously, they have to be put out in such a way that they're not easy to find. So a person will have to really search, because if you just go pick up the 10 pieces and Yitzig event, according to the Chokyakov, you lost the whole reason why we put out the pieces. They have to put it in such a way that a person would have to keep searching, as opposed to stopping in the middle and saying, you know, I'm not finding anything anyway. Let's just, you know, let's go home. There's no chametz here anyway. So he knows that there's chametz out there, and he has to keep looking for it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, interestingly enough, says that the Mikra, then you do not need to put it out. But the Minhag Yisrael is to put it out, and therefore you should keep the Minhag Yisrael to put it out. And the Vilna Gaon says that a person does not need to put it out. He did not put them out. He did not need to put it out. The Bishop Berg brings from the Arizal that al pi soid, a person should put out the 10 pieces of matz, 10 pieces of chametz, al pi Kabbalah. There's a reason about al pi Kabbalah. So whatever your Minhag is, if you're minhag to put it out, so there's a reason why you have such a Minhag. If you don't put it out, you also have a reason why you don't put the chametz out. But either way, I want to point out that it's not a question of bracha levatola. That's clear in almost every single place. It says that Mikra did. There's no need to put it out. It's not a question of bracha levatola, and it's not to replace the process of looking for chametz. The goal here is to look for chametz that will have positively developed over the year, as opposed to looking for just the 10 pieces, and that's it. Obviously, that's not the goal. I just want to make.